Are you using personal branding to supersize and grow your business? As a business owner, as an entrepreneur, are you capitalizing on all of the things that you can personally do to advance your business? Sharon Hornelstrom here. And I will admit this is one of those things that I say, do as I say, not necessarily as I'm demonstrating and doing in my own life and in my own businesses. I have a lot of different businesses, so I am not the face behind or the personal brander for a lot of them. Some of the advice I'm going to give today is to make sure that you're clear and concise and consistent across all social media platforms that you're on. And I know that I have not done a personal audit of my own stuff, all the different stuff I've got, for several years, and I think it's definitely overdue. So I'm going to commit to myself right now that within the next couple of months, maybe while I'm traveling, I will get this overview looked at and done so I have a more concise, cohesive, coherent appearance when it comes to social media and things. So why do we want to even think about or do our personal brand? And my friend Debbie Jolie does an incredible job of helping businesses to brand and be consistent and concise. And she does social media for people and things. If you'd like her information, hit me up. Otherwise, let's talk about this. Why do we want to do it? Number one, it gives us a competitive advantage. And I think anything that we can do to draw attention, pick out the people that we're really here to serve, get their attention, because we don't really care about anybody else. We just care about, and I mean that in the most positive way, the people that we're here to help and serve. There's a group of people that each and every one of us are here to and destined to help and make their lives better. And they're the people that we want to talk to and we want to communicate with on a regular basis. So once we find that group of people and we start communicating with them, it builds trust and credibility, right? We become a leader in our industry. I'm going to share a couple of examples of people with huge personal brands that we all know of that if they hadn't created their personal brand, we probably wouldn't even know who they are today. And if they weren't on social media, if they weren't out garnering attention and attracting opportunities to themselves, it's really interesting. Once you put yourself out there in different industries, you don't have to go looking for opportunities anymore. Actually, there's always infinite opportunities and possibilities around all of us all the time. We just don't necessarily see them. But the most fun way to find opportunities is when people bring them to us. We get to say, yes, this is in alignment with what I'm doing, or no, this doesn't match what I'm doing. I'm not interested in participating in that. And it's not really personal. It's just, does it match who you are, and does it feel right and good to you or not? It helps us. My favorite thing about it is it differentiates us from all the other people on the planet that are doing something similar or something that competes with what we're doing. Because nowadays, we're all competing for attention. We're all competing for people's limited amount of time. It used to be money, used to be resources, but now it's time and energy, right? If people don't have time and energy to interact with us and know that we can help them make their life easier so that they have more time and energy, then they're probably not going to pay any attention to us. So who are some incredible examples of folks that do this really, really well? And I would say one of my personal favorites is Elon Musk. I think the man's incredible. I love how open he is about his beliefs and how authentic he is and how he shares what he thinks, even if it is against popular opinion. Everybody with X, with Tesla, with SpaceX, with all the other groundbreaking technology and things that he's been involved in, it's pretty easy to see that his personal brand stands for cutting edge technology, right? Oprah Winfrey is another one. And whether you like Oprah or not, I personally love Oprah. I used to watch her show periodically, you know, 25 years ago or so, and on and off over the time that she was interviewing people and things, been involved in a lot of her trainings and activities because whether you agree with someone's personal beliefs or not, she stands for empathy, empowerment. She's one of the most empathetic listeners, and it, you know, comes from having a talk show for a quarter century, but she can get people to open up and talk to her, and that's an incredible skill. And then finally, Gary Vaynerchuk. Now, Chuck, excuse me. I always pronounce his name wrong. I just call him Gary V. Everybody calls him Gary V. His personal brand is about hustle, authenticity, and relentless pursuit of and relentless self-promotion. He is probably one of the biggest self-promoters on the planet about how awesome he is. And he is awesome. He's got a straightforward approach, a no-nonsense approach to, hey, if you want to change your life, you got to work hard and hustle until you get the results that you want. And that resonates with a lot of people. It irritates a lot of people, but guess what? One thing about our personal brand, it attracts haters, people that can't stand us, as well as people that love us, and not that many people in between, right? It's usually one end or the other of the spectrum. And even the haters will watch us and add to our brand because they will keep us authentic and in alignment and clear and concise and consistent across our platforms. We've all got the people that correct our grammar or that correct our spelling. And if you've got visual challenges, guess what? You make typos and spelling errors sometimes. Had one on my last video this morning. But I caught it, so that was good. Didn't have to wait for somebody to point it out to me. Curious, are you building and have you created intentionally, because there's a big difference. Our brand is created whether we know it or not, whether we choose it or not. What people think about us, the impression that we give them, is our personal brand. So I contend we might as well have a direct involvement in creating what we want that to be versus just letting people assume it on their own. So make sure you are sharing who you are, what you're all about, what you stand for, what's important to you, what you believe in, because that's what draws people to you and to your business. All right, have an awesome day. If I can help in any way, ask. Otherwise, I'll be with you tomorrow with another interesting strategy that you can use right now to grow and build and supersize your business. Have a great day.